Tendai-Biti was charged with treason after his party narrowly won last year's March election. The charges were based on a document said to be written by Biti, which he denied. The document appeared to reflect NDC plans for running the country and expressed views more appropriate to a racially exclusive white government. Many Zimbabweans were suspicious about the document, especially because Biti has always supported black majority rule and is a well-respected lawyer and senior partner in a large Zimbabwe law firm. Judge Olivia Mariga told a court in Harare Friday prosecutors were not prepared for the case and that police had improperly arrested Biti last year, effectively dropping the charges against him. But aside from the judge's ruling on Biti, human rights organizations note there are still about 30 political activists being held in Zimbabwe. Even so, Biti's followers and others interpreted the judge's ruling as a good sign, coming less than a day after a constitutional amendment was passed enabling formation of a unity government this week. In the suburbs of the capital, residents said they were pleased that legislators had decided to take part in a unity government. There were some who worried that any unity government will end up being dominated by President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party. An employee of a Harare law firm was even less optimistic about the pending unity government, believing the Movement for Democratic Change party could have done better in negotiations.
The two MGC formations, I want to believe, lost a lot of ground during the negotiation period. They should have stuck to their guns, and I do hope maybe if God can help us, once they are in power, they should quickly come up with a new constitution and go for fresh elections.
Morgan Tsvangirai will be sworn into office on Wednesday, followed by the two NDC deputy prime ministers and the cabinet. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.